Thank you for joining us today. Our second guest is Karen Caparaso. Karen is with a, she has a background, 17 years in corporate accounting. Karen decided after this, the stretch, decided to pursue a career that combines a knowledge of accounting, finance, and the ability to help people pursue their goals. A marital breakup is a confusing and emotionally devastating, frightening financially and legally overwhelming time of her life, of a woman's life. Karen helps her women clients by gathering relevant financial data and presenting them with different scenarios. As a certified divorce financial analyst, her expertise helps clients see if the financial proposals and divorce proceedings are really equitable and fair. Whereas an attorney specializes in providing legal advice, Karen helps establish a budget that is realistic and one spouse can stay on track with and avoids future financial problems. She does much more with other clients, and we'll talk about that. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thank you, Claudia. I appreciate it.
I'm so glad that you're available today. Mm-hmm. Karen is based right here in Irvine. And Karen, I wanted you to tell us, how did you arrive at this special niche of financial consulting?
Okay. Thanks for asking. And how really it all came together was, well, you had mentioned that I had a background in accounting and finance, and I had always thought about getting into the area of doing, the financial component of divorce. And, you know, I kind of thought about it, but put it off for a while. And then one day, I was talking with a realtor friend, and he happened to be explaining about a house sale that he had done, and he made mention of, boy, did that woman ever get taken advantage of.
Oh my.
I was really appalled, and then come to find out, which he didn't know at that time, that this woman's daughter was my daughter's best friend.
Uh-oh.
So I happened to know her. And so I felt so badly about what had happened, and that really I was sort of disappointed in him, is that, you know, that he didn't feel that he had, you know, some duty to step up to the plate and, make mention of this. But anyway, that is what did get me started in the field of doing divorce financial analyst. That's what I am. There is a website, Divorce Financial Analyst, and, it's a very good field, and I feel very, very good about doing what I do, and it's really, honestly, just a passion. I love it.
So has this particular niche been out there for some time, or are you helping create this as you're going along?
Yeah, I think so. It actually did start around maybe year 2000, and then I became involved with it in 2004. So it is fairly new, a fairly new field. I'm also a full-service financial planner, a CFP, which I do that as well, but I do this in addition to that, and so it is a fairly new field, and every now and then you will read something in the newspaper about divorce financial analyst and their case and how they help the couple work through the financial component, and honestly, it's a lot less adversarial, and it's a lot less expensive, you know, from going the litigation and attorney route.
Well, that's what I was noticing at your website. So you provide a comparatively low-cost service for those settling a divorce, as your partner you consult with closely. She's an attorney who handles the strictly legal questions, mm-hmm. and you handle the financial ones. And it looks like a different price tag from what other, even collaborative or other litigating proceedings in a divorce case.
I think it's less expensive, and I actually do workshops with a woman named Shelley Moore. She is the emotional side of this. She does the she's a family therapist, and then Lynn Diamond, she will do the legal document side of this. And honestly, it is just it's a lot cheaper to go this route, and you just have to with a couple. Hopefully you can keep them in check and not let them get adversarial, because that's when everything just blows way out of control. And in the legal world, honestly, it always costs more and it takes a lot longer. So I just feel that my service and the service that the total the three of us women do provide is really in the best interest of the couple. And I'll have men coming in, husbands coming in, as well as women, but probably the majority of the couples, or you know, the spouse that does come in, is the woman.
Okay. Is there such a thing, any kind of recurrent theme that you've observed with your clients and their financial literacy?
Probably for in the area of divorce, the common theme would be the women usually have given up career assets. The men traditionally are the ones who have the full-time job or the higher-paying job. Not that the women are not bringing something huge to the family, but typically the theme would be that the husband will bring in the monetary, will be the monetary contributor to the unit, and then the woman will just take care of everything else. And I know, because I'm a wife and a mother, and that is a lot. But the theme would be that the woman has not built up career assets. The woman has not really gotten to know her budget. Really, she doesn't know her balance sheet. She doesn't know what she owes and what she owns, and a lot of the financial pieces, investments, if there's life insurance, how things are titled, honestly. And so that's what I try to bring to the table, is just help them to discover this information. And I know that they're busy, certainly busy, taking care of other issues, you know, family issues. But I try to really bring them up to speed on the financial component. So before they ever sign any kind of marital agreement, I've gone over everything. I've gone over cash flows. I've gone over division of assets. I've looked at tax issues. I've looked at penalties on any kind of investments. I've looked at ordinary income tax rates, capital gains taxes, who will get what, just so that they really don't end up like this other woman, Melinda.
Nope, we can't name names. Nope. So then, let's say somebody, perhaps that it maybe it's too late. They haven't been able to work with someone as a certified divorce financial analyst. Are there services then you can help in the aftermath of maybe a bad dissolution process? Is that part of your service you rendered?
I like the word, Claudia, aftermath, because
that works financially.
That's really true, because there's just so many items going on at the same time. There's legal issues, there's emotional issues, there's financial issues. And so really you have to work, you can work through the legal issues and the emotional, but you have to live with the financial. So yes, if they are you know, interested and it's a good fit for the two of us, I work with a lot of clients afterwards, because over the process, which it could be a year, it could be 2 years, we've really gotten to know each other and trust each other and know, you know, what the wants and the needs are of the relationship. So, yes, I do oftentimes continue working with the individual afterwards, and just because I've already done the budget. I already know their spending habits. I already know a lot about what the people want, what they need, what their strengths and their weaknesses are. And so I'm able to follow up a lot easier on their behalf.
If you've just joined us, my guest is Karen Caparaso, a financial consultant advisor here in Orange County, attending to improving the financial literacy of her clients, largely women, those fresh out of high school, all the way to others navigating financial challenges later in life. And this is KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine, streaming live on KUCI.org. Well, you've mentioned there is a website for the field, for certified divorce financial analysts. Can you repeat that? I'll put that in the podcast, and then I want to mention how people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. It's called Institute of Divorce Financial Analyst, and my website is CommonwealthOC.net.
CommonwealthOC.net. Where we can find out, because they're up and coming. You've already got a month-long series of workshops, which can also be picked up this next Saturday afternoon. It'll be posted on your website there. Saturday, where you combine the previous 4 weeks of hourly seminars into 1 4-hour seminar here in Irvine.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
correct.
I notice you've kept the cost very reasonable. So it's something, there's something for a lot of the women out there, and men, but largely, as I say, it sounds like women are mm-hmm. your clientele. Mm-hmm. You can, as I said, you can either take in the seminar this week, that the end of the week that wraps up all the other weekly seminars, or when will your next workshop be hosted?
Okay. Thanks for asking, Claudia. And this Saturday, September 24th, is the four-part workshop all combined into one. And it's basically, it's the emotional and financial component of divorce. It's the reality check, rebuild, recover, and reinvent. And you can check that on my website. But our next workshop will be held sometime at the end of October. And so it's excellent. It's bring a friend for free. You can't go wrong. It's a lot of information. It's a lot. And really, the best part of it is women talk with each other and they learn from each other. And it's really an excellent support group. And even if a person is not in the throes of divorce, if they're contemplating it or thinking about it, they might as well start getting their ducks, their financial ducks in a row, and know where they stand.
Ah, pre-divorce counseling. Now.
Yeah, and it could be,
why
honestly,
not?
Yeah, why not? And I find that sometimes women do come in and they're thinking about it, they're not happy or something happened and with their husband, and I go over the financial component of what they are going to look like and what their standard of living is going to be after the divorce. And statistically, women will have such a huge reduction in their standard of living by 50% that oftentimes they say, oh, well, he's not that bad after all.
Oh.
And they just stay the course, you know.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, so I feel that, it's helpful that way.
Very good.
But thank you, Claudia, for asking.
Well, indeed, we want to give everybody a chance to know how we can get certain things done. Well, Karen, you also help people establish retirement accounts, college accounts for their children or their grandchildren, and other financial goals. You want to talk to, are there workshops that you're arranging for those niches as well?
Right now, I have one in the making. But it would have to be checked back to my website and for that kind of a workshop, pretty much people will call me and they'll come in and there's no pressure, there's no obligation, and we just sort of go over what their goals are. And really, I've been a goal setter since I was a kid, and I used to always save coins, put things away. The very first item I ever purchased was a pair of shoe skates. And I know I'm dating myself, but I'm able to save, and I really get a lot of enjoyment out of helping people save as well and plan goals. And I stay on them because you have to implement, but you can't just not do it, because really, unless you implement your plan, it's honestly just a dream. It's not going to come to fruition. So I really do help people, meet all of their financial goals in college. Oh, and teens, I just wanted
to mention. Yes, let's talk about the teen workshops and teen consultation that you do.
Sure, thank you. I belong to a women's group called WISE, and it stands for Women Investing in Security and Education. The website is wise-investors.org. And it's an excellent women's group, and that's where women can come up to speed financially as well. We do a lot of workshops for women and Wise Choices, and that is our teen program. And, in fact, I've been teaching that for some time, and we use a high school book, and it just lets the teen girls know about budgets, about wants versus needs. It asks them questions, or I'll ask them questions. Would you spend gift money differently than if you had earned this money from, babysitting or some other work?
What do they say?
Yeah, so usually they they do conclude that gift money is like, whoa, that's a free for all. I'm going to buy whatever. I'm going to go and get a CD. I'm going to go to Sephora and buy makeup and things like that. But if it's earned income, it's more of a treasure, and they really are much more careful with the way they spend that money. So it's very interesting, but I really, really enjoy helping the teen girls because in the state of California, in high school, it's not required that they learn about personal financial responsibility, unlike the state of Nevada. In Las Vegas, they are required to have personal financial classes before they graduate. And we don't do that here in California.
Wow.
So it's amazing. But yeah, I like to help them get off to a good start. And honestly, the teen girls, that, for me, flows through into the women who may end up in divorce. I mean, heck, it's in Orange County, it's 65% divorce rate. Nationwide, it's around 50%. But if I can help the girls get started taking care of finances, putting away money early, not waiting, just start and put away whatever you can as early as you can, even if it's $50 a month, whatever it is, it's the cost of waiting to save is really important. So I like to, I really, really enjoy helping them learn about personal financial responsibility to themselves. And, you know, and then to others, not to be a burden, but just to be able to take care of money and be comfortable talking about money and dealing with money. Unlike, you know, older generations, the women typically didn't deal with money or even talk about it.
Well, Karen, we have the website wise-investors.org. Do you have scheduled a workshop for teens?
Right now, it's in the works again. I've done one at Chapman University, held one over there. Mary Shelter, which actually is teen girls with babies already, and they were very, very excited to learn and become independent and American Family Housing. But right now, I don't have anything scheduled, but it will appear on our website, which is wise-investors.org, and that's a great website just to look become familiar with everything that's going on. In fact, we have a wonderful speaker in October 11th, and it's just a great website. So check that if the listeners could check wise-investors.org for our Wise Choices program for the teen girls, and it's excellent, excellent.
Well, that's something we can have our daughters take a look at.
Yeah.
Just if they're going to sit in front of the screen, they might as well start sitting in front of it with some sort of a financial projection in mind.
But exactly.
Karen, I really appreciate your being on the program this morning. We'll have to wrap this up.
Okay.
This is Karen Caparaso, a financial consultant advisor here in Orange County. She's given us an insight about some of the resources available to us, maybe a different way of going about various financial transactions that we're going about. And so we thank you for making yourself available today, and that folks, you can look up these websites. I'll put them on the podcast so everyone can find out how to get a hold of these resources for future planning, acculturation, and all the above. So take care. Thanks for being on the show today, Karen.
Thank you, Claudia.
Take
I appreciate
care.
It.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.